At the foothill of the Mokattam Mountains in Cairo, you enter Menshayat Nasser, known as Zebelin, or Garbage City, where the overpowering smell of trash takes over.
I am a son of a garbage collector.
That's Izem Naim Gendi.
I am working as a social worker. I am a founder of a non-governmental organization called the Spirit of Youth for Environmental Service. It helps the Zebelin in many activities.
The streets of this neighborhood are filled with piles of garbage being sorted through. In one room, just off the main street going to the top of the mountain, two men sit amidst piles of electronics. They dismantle everything by hand and organize each item to sell back to companies that will then reuse it.
Actually, the area here, because it's involved totally in garbage and collecting garbage, sorting garbage, recycling garbage. So the whole community are busy, you know. That's why we have a high percentage of illiteracy among the people. They don't know how to read and write. More than 50% of the community are illiterate.
The majority of Cairo's garbage is not dealt with by the city, though that is slowly changing. Instead, residents leave their garbage outside in the apartment hallways or the house, and a zebal, or garbage man, will routinely come by and take the garbage. It has been hailed as one of the most efficient municipal recycling networks in the world. But for a city of over 20 million people, efficiency comes at a cost.
We sort the garbage manually. Women and girls are spending more than 4 hours a day in sorting the garbage. So they may be injured or have wounds or they have varicose, anemia, something like that. That's why NGOs are very active in this, to provide the prevention activities, awareness, or even vaccinations against tetanus and hepatitis and others.
But things are changing. Roads are being paved, schools are being set up.
Nowadays we have also a lot of construction, governmental construction companies are paving roads in the upper area. So paving the roads, renovating of the infrastructure like water pipes, sewage, all of these activities will have been done in a good way by the government. But the social movements and the social activities and health activities and educational activities, it's mainly happened by NGOs.
The major attraction of the area is a church carved directly into the Mokattam Mountain. Since its establishment in the 70s, the church has started to put money into the area, and other organizations have followed suit. Just around the corner from the entrance to the church, one finds a store clearly geared for visitors, be it foreign or local. It's an artisanal store filled with carpets, handbags, jewelry made from thrown-up Nespresso capsules, all made by the residents from this neighborhood. Teresa manages the store.
A girl live in this city, good girl, make this, and we make shop and give them the money.
She says the girls learn a skill from a teaching center not far from the neighborhood. When asked why the girls are working instead of going to school, she says that the girls are taught at a school, but government-run adult school is still available. The easiest way to get around the neighborhood is either by foot or the growing industry of tuk-tuks. One driver explains that he continues to work as a driver to make some money to send back to his hometown of Minya in the south, where his family of eight lives.
It's me, my wife, my six children, and my father. I'm 33 years old. I got married when I was 19. Right now, I have children who are going into fifth and fourth grade, and I have a child who's going to high school.
Just like the others in the area, he came to Cairo looking for work, found none, and joined his community here at the foothills. But rather than work in garbage, he opted for his tuk-tuk. Because he has children, he receives a stipend of 500 Egyptian pounds, or 23 euros, from the government. A help, but not enough.
It's to help those with children, with many children. It's about dignity.
But despite such help from the government, he says things in this area have not improved that much. Izzat says while the government has made an effort in recent years, the real help comes from NGOs like his and others.
To be honest, the NGOs here are more active than the government. The government only has one center, health center, that it's open that the people are going to. They don't send health workers or health visitors to visit the homes.
As the country pushes ahead to modernize itself, this former slum of Cairo has shown itself to be innovative and self-sufficient by providing a necessary service to the people of the capital. Anne-Marie Besada for RFI in Cairo.